This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sorry, I have to start over. Vaccine sitting on my own garage. Oh shit. One more time.
No, here we go. You have to keep both of those in. This all needs to be in. I want everyone to know how you messed up twice. But yes, for the third time, let's hear it. Vaccine sitting on my own garage. That was you saying it correctly, so let's see. Yeah.
Vaccine sitting in my own garage. I took 20 doses of Moderna's vax. I can't see. You were only waiting for the Pfizer vaccine. I can't hear. I can't breathe. Took 20 vaxes and that's all right.
That's the end.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast. Core 4 back at it again. Rika Brownlee on the sax.
You can't just fucking power through what we just heard.
That, you tried so many times. And you ad-libbed it in the end.
That ruined music. You made the Beatles a bad band. So
are you kidding? That did that?
Yeah, and that's...
That made the Beatles...
In your story, you took one of the vaccines 20 times.
20 times.
And now you're blind and deaf, which makes sense because you sing like garbage. And we, what did you say? We took the Pfizer one and we're fine. And then you took 20 more doses.
Everyone's waiting on the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
And then I'm erstwhile. I took 20 doses of Moderna.
All right. Nice.
With us as never before, Marika Brownlee on the sax, Marty Michael at, what is it?
You have to bleep that out.
And then Amir.
Always on the move, always on the prowl. Three words to describe each of you. Marika.
To describe
calm,
my...
cool, collected, signed, sealed, delivered.
Cool. There's six words.
Marty. Marty, Division I athlete.
Amir. It's kind of interesting.
Go for it. You had six for Marika, and then you did Marty's really fast, so it could be anything for me.
Emmy... not minated.
I guess he made up a word for you, comedian. Which is kind of cool.
That's good. All right, as long as I'm a comedian still.
But that's only two words, right?
No, not
that, that's three words. Emmy not minated. So you have not been nominated, right?
That's cool.
That's true.
Yeah, I've not been.
But is that one? That's only two words, isn't it? You said three words.
Emmy not- nominated. Oh, comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
After that, I really don't know. Early.
But before that, let's say, how were we doing before that? Just because, like, yeah.
Better?
Fine. Happy. It's a Friday that we're recording this.
Yeah.
Excited for the weekend.
Friday, December 11th. This will go up a week from today, December 18th.
Nice. Would you say today is a Fry-yay, or is it just a Friday? When was the last time you had a legit fry-yay?
Fry-nay.
I think it's a fry-yay.
Really?
Why is that for you?
I worked out today, had a good one on that front, right?
What did you do to work out?
What's that?
Sorry, you're about to do some sort of stupid Dr. Evil thing, so I'm glad I cut that off. What did you do to work out?
I did back. So.
How? What did you do for your back?
Well, you know, I like to take a holistic approach. So I took my Accutane, or sorry, my Bacutane.
Okay.
For the acne style. Because I've been taking, I've been doing 1,500 grams of protein a day. And that can't help but lead to acne everywhere.
Yeah.
Warts and all. So, and then by the time I kind of lathered up the Bacutane, I didn't even have time to work out.
Accutane's a pill. So your workout was what? Smearing a topical ointment on your back?
Yeah. Well, it's hard. You know, I'm trying to like reach behind and like lather it because like my brother-in-law wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah.
No, and I'm glad that you mentioned that Bacutane is a pill. But so I crushed it up, kind of made a simple syrup out of it, froze it, and then as it was melting, it turns into a lotion of sorts.
Yuck.
Marty?
Dr. Michael, my father, is really excited about the new vaccine. You mentioned warts. This is what made me think of this. Is like, I guess now with this mRNA thing that they're using, my dad was pumped that they might have a cure for warts now. And he's a foot doctor, so I just assume, I guess he deals with mostly warts. I'm not sure, but he was very... He did like a really like in the air fist pump for it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Just for warts?
Imagine dealing with mostly warts all day.
Yeah. For better or for warts.
Nice. Have you guys ever had a wart?
No.
Yeah.
You're like lying to yourself, Marika.
What do you mean?
I have 10 warts. I can see.
So accusingly with the limpest finger.
I can already see 30 warts. Yeah, I don't think I've had a wart. Where are warts only on your feet? Or like, can you get a wart anywhere on your body?
Genital warts are a thing, so it could be anywhere.
So a wart is just what, a viral or bacterial infection? A sore?
I think it's viral. I think that's the whole point, yeah. That's why the M.
So the difference between a pimple and a wart is virality.
Versus bacteriality, yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Holy shit, I've never seen you like this, Marty. It's being a homeowner that's kind of changed it up for you. You have a newfound confidence.
What's that address again?
I think it's...
You gotta bleep that out.
Ferris will. Marika, what about you?
I don't even know what you're asking me anymore. Have I had warts?
How's your day been? What have you been up to this week? Do you wanna fill us in a little bit what you've been working on at the network?
I can answer the first part because I did have something interesting happen to me this week, which was I had to get a root canal.
Was
a lot.
Hurt as much as they say? Like the classic thing is like the root canal is the most painful of the dental experiences. Did you find that to be the case?
I'd say it was definitely the worst dental experience I've had, but I have had to get fillings pretty frequently, and it's kind of on par with that. I had to do it in two parts. Like the first part was painful because I went to the dentist with a toothache and they were like, you have to get a root canal. And then the second part that happened this week was not like I didn't feel anything, but I had I could see just a giant like 1-inch drill going into my mouth. Like feel it moving around in terms of like being able to hear where it was in my head. So that was, and it, like, I couldn't, it didn't hurt anything, but just like, it was that for like 30 minutes, just in and out, just like adjusting things. And then it goes back in.
Imagine choosing that as your profession, where it's like, I think if I could do anything in life, I want to drill people's teeth and gums. That's sort of the dream for me.
I want to drill bone. The question is what area?
And how?
How about crunch bone? I had teeth removed, and to get them removed at one point, they reached into my mouth with pliers and just crushed the teeth. And then removed the crumble.
You had six teeth removed?
Yeah.
From, is that true?
Yeah.
Novocaine or?
You know that I'm not creative enough to make this stuff up.
Pliers? They just, yeah. Like, what is this, the 1800s?
What are you in pliers?
Nice.
I'm in pliers that I got my teeth removed when I was 14-ish before braces to start making room for my adult teeth.
Oh.
And they numb you, thankfully, but then they reach in there and you can just hear it. It's just like crunch, crunch,
yeah,
crunch,
the
crunch,
noise
crunch.
Is the worst part of dentistry, in my opinion.
What about the smell? The smell of like the
smell
drill
is also
through
bad.
The bone, like burning. Yeah.
Well, that I had, so part of the same procedure is getting your gums like reshaped for the teeth that are coming, and that's just flesh burning, so that's a nice smell.
Oh my
it's
God.
Really, it's a devastating thing to have happen to you as a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
yeah, that was your. This is trauma.
No,
this is therapy for Marty.
No. Do you know how many teeth you have left?
I think the normal amount. Actually,
they were his
baby
teeth.
I never got my wisdom teeth, which makes a lot of sense.
Because you're stupid.
They never came in, or
yeah, I don't know. I don't think they exist in my mouth. I'm not really sure.
I was the same way. They're like some people just don't get wisdom teeth.
Yeah. Does that mean you're not wise?
No, it means we're evolved. But you idiots got them removed or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Wow.
Marty
has a lot of warts on his hand when he went like that.
On his palm, too, which doesn't seem possible.
How?
If the root canal is the most painful and shittiest dental experience, I think getting your wisdom teeth out is the best. Because they put you on laughing gas and then they put you under. And, like, I don't do drugs, really. But that's, like... Mm-hmm. I would do laughing gas in a heartbeat.
I never got laughing gas. I just got put out.
You should try other drugs if you like laughing gas. You love laughing gas, but I don't.
There
do
are
drugs.
Kids listening, Marty. I can't say that I do drugs.
That's cool.
It's just like if you like the effects of drugs, you should do other drugs.
Wait, they don't put you under, right? Aren't you awake for wisdom teeth?
I was under.
So why do they give you the laughing gas? It's like, it seems like unnecessary if you're already unconscious. They just want you to enter it in a funny state.
You asked for it.
Yeah,
you were like, give me that good stuff.
Well, I think it does help you. It eases you into and out of the anesthesia. So, because there is pain afterwards. Like the 24 hours after does suck, but you get to eat a lot of ice cream.
You do that anyway. I've seen you do it all the time.
Well, yeah, I'll like kind of, it's like a Thousands movie and I'll like be on a hamburger phone, you know, eating ice cream and crying about like somebody who like didn't want to go to prom with me.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sax.
All right, Marika takes the reins, everybody's favorite new segment. Just, you're the host for the next 2 minutes.
That's such a burden to put on me, especially.
How do you think I feel? I have to do this every week.
Yeah, but you can prepare, you just don't. And that's the thing. This is off the cuff for me. Am I allowed to ask questions or is this a...
Yeah.
I mean, Marty's not even, he's just looking out his window. He doesn't care.
Well, I know that I'm not the host. So I was just waiting for a question or something. I don't know.
Time to
a
check cue. Out. You know, it's almost the holidays. What's everyone looking forward to receiving for Christmas or
I know
another
Marty's
holiday?
Answer.
Well, here's the thing. That's some holidays have already started, Marika. So let's
I know.
Let's
day two of Hanukkah. Is that correct?
Let's see the Hanukkah tattoo. I mean, it is the season, right? There it is.
Hey, you guys,
what is that?
That's a dinosaur Hanukkah. You should light
that
it.
That looks like Italy.
Yeah. It's actually a Mario Batali tattoo. It's Italy.
Wasn't he canceled?
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to have to remove that part of my arm.
You find out that he's a horrible guy after you get the tattoo.
During?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, just make it Italy then.
I know that guy.
Or fuck, worse, a dinosaur Hanukkah.
Yeah. I went in to get a Batali tattoo and I came out with a menorah. Thus is life.
It's a TED talk about adaptability in the modern workplace.
AMA.
What about this? AMPMA.
Which is?
So it's Amir going live and only answering questions about the AMPM commercials he used to do.
One of the first times Amir and I ever hung out outside of work. Well, it was still for work, but it was on an AMPM shoot that I sold.
Beautiful.
So that commercial was actually Marty's brainchild.
Well, kind of. All right, fine. It was fine.
Well, at the very least, he organized a brainstorm and then chose that idea from a list of 12 that writers sort of put together for the sales team.
Do you remember the mascot for AMPM at the time?
Yeah, Chumgus.
Yeah, Chumgus, which was an amalgamation of all the snacks they had just stacked on top of each other.
TMGS, too much good stuff. Yeah. The mascot was Chumgus, which was a dancing Christmas tree filled with candy. It looked like
cinnamon rolls, red licorice, the whole thing.
I thought it would. It was like fungus with a T. T obviously standing for tolerance.
That's good. Tungus. Are we still in the Marika part, or is she like done now? It's like back to Jeff.
Well, you guys didn't answer the question. Marty, why don't you talk about eggnog? I know you're looking to looking forward to receiving that.
Eggnog season.
Yeah, it's eggnog season. For those who don't know, it's the one time a year where you can go to your local grocer, and right next to the milk, you're going to see a little bit of a thicker beverage called eggnog. It's eggs, milk, sugar, maybe some cinnamon. I add it to my coffee. I add it to my cereal. I add it to my shower.
You add
sometime.
Eggnog to cereal?
Yeah, why not? It's just
that's so much sugar.
It's just a milk alternative, a substitute.
It's not absolutely not a milk substitute. It's a milkshake.
Yeah,
go check your Starbucks app.
So much more.
You'll see it there under milk substitutes.
I don't have the Starbucks app.
Well, you should download it. You get good stars.
Also,
and
in coffee, I'll give you coffee. But also, you were gonna say you take it the shower, like a shower nog, like a shower beer.
No, I don't remember that.
Got it, Amir. What are you looking forward to? Are you currently celebrating Hanukkah? What's the idea?
Yeah, well, every night you sort of light a candle. So we did that last night. Today, my mom is delivering a litany of Hanukkah food. So I guess I'm looking forward to that, like latkes and stuff that we didn't make over here. Maybe some matzo ball soup. So that'll be good. The whole point of Hanukkah is to just eat fried oily foods, which is a pretty solid deal for over a week.
For sure.
Yesterday, I saw a latke that was the size of a pan that it was being cooked in, and now I really want to make that. It's just like a solid chunk of potato.
Yeah, like a dense hash brown the size of a frisbee.
Patty, yeah.
Yeah.
I think good latkes are hard to make.
Yeah, because it's not just shredded potato. You have to like mix it into a flour mixture. Otherwise it just like crumbles apart like hash browns. So it's hard to
use egg.
And if it's too thick, it's bad.
Do you do it in a food processor?
No.
I think you shred it in a food processor, or you can, but then you also have to like mix it almost like a, I don't know enough about
cocktail.
What's that?
Nothing.
But no, not like a cocktail. Almost like a cake, a potato cake. Well, I guess it is a potato pancake. Yeah.
It's eggs, flour, and I think maybe even a little eggnog or milk or whatever.
You're just adding eggnog to everything.
Absolutely not eggnog.
Yeah.
But it's hard. They're hard to make because if they're too thick, they're bad. And if they're too thin, they crumble. It's like, where's the happy medium is a really, it's an exact science.
That's right.
Can I say a hot take? Can I say something that, and you guys can dispute it if you want or agree?
Okay.
Go for it.
The best, sorry, I want to like gather my thoughts here for a second.
You didn't have a thought.
The best foods come in patties. Burgers, pancakes, latkes, lox,
no
chicken, fries. If you mash them up,
you mash your fries up into a patty.
Yeah, into a hash. The second best foods come in hash.
You got your corned beef, your browns, your sandies,
eggs, lox.
The third Lox best hash. Foods come in strips. So
chicken.
Yeah, bacon,
fish,
and chicken,
lox,
patties,
nog.
The fourth best drinks come in nogs.
Marika, what about you? What are you looking forward to most for the holidays?
I was looking forward to trying to find a Christmas tree because my roommate and I haven't put one up in our house in a while, but I haven't been able to find anywhere near that has one, which is kind of disappointing.
What about Dwayne Reed?
No. Okay. Dwayne Reed does not sell
because there's a Mayer
trees.
Lyric. There's a John Mayer lyric, and it's like, you know how lonely it is to see a little drugstore Christmas tree.
Oh, that's nice. I assume that's like a fake one that you can buy.
Real. Sort of. 8 foot.
Okay.
No, yeah. Like one of the fake ones with the plastic, the lights, the pre-everything.
Mm-hmm.
The six best foods come pre-everything.
Cooked.
TV dinners, kids' cuisine, hot pockets, hot sockets. That's where you grill chicken from an electrical outlet.
Dangerous.
In an emergency.
Hot sockets. What a dangerous fucking food that would be.
You're afraid to tell kids that you've maybe tried drugs, but you're telling them to cook a hot pocket in an electrical socket.
Lick a spork and shove it into an outlet if you're under the age of 9.
How's Ohio, man?
I am alone in this world.
You're in a closet.
It looks like
as per usual.
You're supposed to feel most, you know, again, my childhood bedroom. I have a lofted bed up there.
I don't know why that got me.
Because
I could actually believe that you grew up in a closet. It's just like the type of person you are.
He's the Harry Potter of himself.
Yeah. You keep changing my name because you're the admin on Slack to Jeff Luddite.
Who does?
You.
Okay.
Ferris, cut this out.
Wow.
Home is good. Home is supposed to be where the heart is, where you feel most you're the most safe. But, every night is like being fed to like the wolf's den. My family just picks me apart. Appearance, personality, you know, life goals.
Lot to work with.
Yeah. Lot to work with.
Yeah, that'd be one.
They threw potato pancakes at my ears.
I have ears.
You were you wouldn't shut up about how patties were your favorite food. So
drown them with like the patties.
The feeling of getting your ears boxed, mm-hmm. it's that,
it was
but with locks.
Yeah, okay.
Just two ears smoked locks. Salmon just on my ears.
You ever been slapped with a fish? That's like something that's kind of comical, right?
You pitching an AMPM commercial idea.
So Tumgus picks up the big salmon.
I've never been slapped with a fish. No.
Really?
Should
you know,
be.
Like the trope of like a guy is an asshole and breaks up with a woman in like a rom-com, but really it's like it's the woman that nobody wants him to be with. We want him to be with like this other girl. And so like she like is at the coffee shop or like a bar and like takes her drink and tosses it on his face. And he's like, I probably deserved that. So it's that, but with just like they're at a deli and he just takes the bagel and just tosses locks at his eyes. And he's like the full slice on his face. And he's like, I probably deserved that.
And the studio audience applauds and it slowly drips into his mouth for a nice little snack.
Now that's Russ and Daughters. Everybody laughs. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seinfeld.
Dietz and Watson.
How was that?
Locks brand, I think.
Sorry about that, guys.
Dietz and Watson? Am I wrong? Marika.
Say something.
I don't want you to be right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
People keep bringing this up. This is something I wanted to wax about just for a couple minutes. People keep being like, how is this show going to change? Because we've never done it in studio. Are you guys going to be willing to do it in studio? B, are we just going to always do it from home? C, how do you think the dynamics will change, if you had to guess, in studio versus this?
First of all, buddy, the last one's not an option. First two were fully options. Last one, a question unrelated to the options.
I think it'll be interesting, because if we do record it in the studio, it will probably always be at least still over some sort of technology, because we're split on different coasts. So that poses a weird dynamic that can bring even more or less to the table, depending on how you look at it.
Interesting. Yeah. That's my fear.
The fear of it being better or worse.
And not the same.
That
yeah,
says it all.
My fear is change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I hate Trump, but I am dreading Inauguration Day.
Because it's a new president.
Yeah, because it's something's different that day and onwards. I mean, I'll deal with, because then after that, it becomes the new norm and I love it.
It's cool.
So just a really hard day for you.
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm sorry to hear.
Best savory baked good. Let's hear it.
Cinnamon roll.
That's not savory.
The way I make it.
With eggnog.
With Dietz and Watson.
It's all salt. Instead of frosting.
It's a bun of sorts with lox rolled into it. Eggnog icing.
Did I say cinnamon bun? I meant cinnamon hun.
That sounds even sweeter. So you changed the not sweet part and you added sugar to it.
It means hun, hold the frosting.
Okay.
Add the lox.
I guess cinnamon without sugar is kind of spicy rather than sweet.
Thanks, man.
That's interesting.
So like it's in original form. Yeah.
You can use it in savory things.
You guys remember like the height of Guy Fieri's like, you know, fame, where it was just like, oh yeah, let's do a burger, but you know, donuts for the bun. So what about that with like fully just an absolute Cinnabon, like icing and all? That's also a cinnamon roll. It could be considered a patty. So that's like three patties stacked.
Patalicious.
Catalicious, definitious, makes them buns go cinna.
Salty.
This might be the worst episode of the podcast that we've done so far.
I don't know.
Each one I do kind of gets worse.
Amir's giving us nothing. He's clearly answering emails or texts about basketball.
Yeah.
Marika's tired and overworked. Marty's in his new house, just basking in the glory, neglecting his dog. And I'm in a closet.
Yeah, but that could describe most of the episodes. So, like, I don't understand why you think this one is any better or worse. If anything, you should love it because it's been exactly the same.
It's true. You don't like change, remember?
Exactly.
All right, welcome to Mean or Vaccine. So this is a game show, winner takes all, and basically you just have to tell me whether I'm being mean or if I'm giving a fact about the vaccine.
All right.
Capiche?
barely, but just let's play and we'll figure it out.
Marty, can I get a capiche?
A capiche.
All right, here we go. No buzzing in, just yell it out. Pfizer is working closely with the U.S. government, including state officials, on vaccine distribution.
Vaccine.
Correct. Marty Michael, $10 to the man in gray. All right, here we go. Next one. Marty, your legs are arachnid.
Vaccine.
It's mean.
Yeah, Marika, you got it right. $10 to Marika. You guys keep counting. I'll Venmo you after.
The hell?
What's that?
Nothing. There's a lot of like dogs barking around here, so I'm sort of keeping myself on mute.
Got it. All right, Marika, ever heard of Manhattan?
Mean, I guess.
Correct. $20 okay. For Marika. She's in the lead. Amir,
barely
catch
up. An insult.
All right, here we go. In the U.S., vaccine distribution approach will be largely
mean.
It's vaccine. It has to be vaccine. It's about the rollout plan.
That was a quick one from Amir. Yeah. That was actually impressive. All right, Amir, how many floors does your house have again?
Yeah,
actually, answer
mean,
the question.
One mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Correct. You guys are good at this game. Here we go. Marty, a house isn't really a home if you have no one to share it with, right?
Mean.
Vaccine.
Obviously incorrect. Marika, you're right. All right, here we go. Pfizer will be utilizing road and air modes of transportation for vaccine distribution.
Vaccine.
Correct. That's $20 to Marty, $20 to Marika, and $10 to Amir.
Mm-hmm.
Marika, Broadway called. They want their seats back. They'd literally rather them be empty
mean.
And unpaid for than
mean.
You be there
mean.
At the theater, Richard
the
Rogers
thing.
Or otherwise.
I want to hear the whole thing.
Vaccine.
Correct. That's $20 to Amir. You guys are tied at 20. This is neck and neck. All right, here we go. Amir, podcast network? Bad business idea.
Mean.
Correct. That's $30 to Marika.
That
she's pulling ahead.
You.
What's that?
That employs you.
Gainfully.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
good.
So, oh, that's good?
Yes.
Obviously.
Mm.
You're fired.
Because I was... For this?
I did a lot of other things, too. But yeah, I guess this is like, I don't know.
I've been like... Pretty much taking cuts of Johnny's salary.
Wow.
And I get fired
How?
For this? What's that?
How?
I told him, hey, man, like, I'm pretty high up in this company. I could really help you out if you just give me 20%, daddy.
And he fucking agreed to that? What have you
he
done to earn
agree,
that?
He didn't agree, but I figured out a back-end way through Gusto to kind of get a cut of the shit.
Okay. How do you know we use Gusto?
Don't know things about our processes.
Jeff's actually never been paid.
All right. After storage of up to 30 days in a thermal shipper.
Vaccine.
This... That was actually incorrect. Let me finish.
Yeah, you finished.
After
then.
Storage for up to 30 days in the thermal shipper, Amir wouldn't survive.
Fact.
It's not, it's meaner vaccine. So I guess I'll say vaccine.
Correct. I said... That's $30. What's that?
Marika did say vaccine earlier.
In some fucked up way, it switched, I think, between when you guess and when I'm your guess.
You know. Right.
Marty, what kind of person has two first names anyways? This one makes me laugh. That one's funny.
You
that
have
one's
that.
Actually pert. What's that?
Jeffrey James. Yours is more so than Martin Michael.
You froze, buddy.
No, it's not. It's
didn't.
It's a moving video. He's just taken aback or sad or something.
It's hard, you know, because you don't have a choice in your name and like especially last name, let alone first name. You can change your first name. You can't change your last name.
You can actually change both.
What?
What about Cornelius Wedge?
Salad.
Correct! Amir, you guessed the secret word of the game. That's $1,000.
What was it?
What's that?
What was the secret word of the game?
Cornelius. Yeah.
It's not a word.
It's a name. It's a proper noun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a pronoun.
It's not.
Okay. Well, I'm pro-nouns.
Okay.
As in, having places, people, and things isn't bad to have.
Sure.
Sometimes it strikes me how much you know about random stuff that like maybe you just shouldn't or be able to pull off the top of your head.
Yeah.
I was listening to last week's episode while I was working out today, and I was doing this thing. Let me know if you do these, Marika. It's like the, what are they called? Pullovers, dumbbell pullovers where you're on the bench and then you like do this and it hits your like lats or in serratus. And so like, but it's like a, you know, there's like 50 pounds above my head. And I'm listening to last week's episode and Amir, you just listing all the things you would do to correct me as a person. I almost dropped it on my face.
What a way to go.
That was one of the corrections, actually. Yeah. A realignment of sorts.
All right, Marika, stay in one place, right? Don't move from Savannah to Chicago to New England to New York City. Just like settle down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
I mean, I'm...
Correct. That's $40 to Marika.
Where am I or where's Jeff?
No, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm in Sugar Falls, Ohio.
Yeah.
But where do you live?
Uh-huh. I live in Echo Park, Los Angeles.
So you say you're like kind of on the move?
Well,
yeah. And I'll see you like moved twice this year. You've been home twice.
Oh, yeah. You moved twice during the pandemic alone.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to lambast my fucking ass.
You moved twice during the pandemic. Okay. Like we're trying to like, yeah.
All right.
We're trying to catch you up on your life. You have amnesia or something.
I get that for sure.
Yeah, you should. It's a fact about you.
Speaking of facts, the various storage options allow for equitable access to Pfizer's vaccines to areas with differing infrastructure.
Vaccine.
Correct. Amir, get a massage.
No.
Your shoulders are tighter than ice.
No. Leave me alone.
Mean.
Fact.
Really?
Have you never had a massage?
Correct. All right.
Final scores.
Marika with $50. Marty with $30. Amir with $30. And again, it's winner takes all of the cash. So, Marika, you're only getting paid. Hang on. Just give me a fucking second. Like,
take your time.
Mm-hmm. Marika, you're only getting paid. You're not doing anything else.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that? Amir, I sent it to you on TikTok last night. The TikTok where it's like all these kids are in this old guy's house because they said that some guy like gave them access to it. And he's like, I don't know who you're talking about. And he's like freaking out, screaming at them. And then this one person's like, whoa, wait, daddy, chill. And he's like, what the hell is even that?
What the hell is even that? So he's surprised that one of the kids calls him father?
I think he's just like, it was just like in a voice and it's in the heat of the moment and everyone else is like logically reasoning with him and he's like, daddy, chill. And he's like, what the hell is even that? Here,
are you Venmoing Marika $80 right now?
Mm-hmm.
$50. She didn't win 80.
I thought it was winner 50. Takes all.
JT, let me have this. JT, let you have my house. My
Obviously, this isn't good to listen to.
My yard.
Wait, all of you.
Daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that? Get everybody out of my yard property.
What the hell is even that? That's a good log line for this podcast.
Well, Marika, you said that you want to change the description, because let me just pull it up real quick what this podcast description was when we launched it. Join the staff of the HeadGum Podcast Network as they wax idiotic on everything from pop culture to their boss's social security number. Make yourself a drink and come hang. I mean, it's not that far off. I thought it would be more less straight-laced than that.
It's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah. I want to change it, though, to make it clear that we know that this is bad to listen to.
What the hell is even that?
Do you want to
what the hell
read the description that you sent me last night, Marika?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Join the staff of the HeadGum Network as they try to navigate a series of quizzes, games, and conversation enders poised by their coworker and agent of chaos, Jeffrey James. Thoughts?
Just read it again.
Oh my God.
This is a meeting now.
You have an IV drip of eggnog. You're going to die within the hour.
He's 191 pounds heavier than he was last week.
Well, that's what I asked.
Read it again.
Marty, you dodged the question, but I'm actually curious. Like, obviously, you were a Division I athlete. You're in good shape. That all being said, eggnog has... I read that one glass of eggnog has the same amount of cholesterol as two burgers and two sides of fries.
I actually have...
Oh God! There's yolk dripping out of his nose right now. He's having a yolk.
He's
bleed.
Crying egg.
You heard of frying egg? Well, this is crying egg.
What?
He's in a cholesterol coma.
Do you gain a lot of weight around, like, when you drink eggnog, or does it just, like, is your metabolism so fast that it doesn't affect
you? It actually just tastes so good.
Okay. So, yeah.
Not an answer to the question I asked, even remotely. There's no way you could interpret that and think that that was an answer to what I asked.
Mariko, read it. Read it again.
Oh, my God. Marty's having a fucking aneurysm.
I did get tested for cholesterol eggnog seasons ago.
And? Okay. Don't call them that, but yeah.
It was high.
That could be a day as far as we know.
It was high.
It was high. It was really high. Dangerously high. Yeah. And this isn't actually a joke. I have high cholesterol.
Personal medical information on the dumbest show on the network.
And, like, can we get real for a second? Because, like, I really have to start managing it with, like, a pharmaceutical or something. And I'm afraid to pick it up from CVS.
And what I'm asking you guys is to be pillars of support in my system.
Okay, so what happened? You had high cholesterol, and then what did you do differently?
I cut down on the nog, but it wasn't dangerously high. Just, you know, like, make little changes. Less nog.
Yeah.
More salad. I don't know. It was honestly, they closed the Taco Bell down the street. It was probably a godsend for my health. They turned it into a Starbucks. That's why I got the app.
You're slurring your words. It's 2 p.m.
I see 12 sous vide egg bite wrappers right behind you.
That's the burn pile.
Sue.
Jesus. Get it together, man.
Also, just an update to our listeners, because I know everybody has a dog in this fight. I pitched the idea of the 60 minutes one-on-one with Shackle. Sam Shackle from HeadGum fame.
Fame? Nobody knows who she is yet. She hasn't agreed to do the interview. Yeah.
From the show they do. Shackle style.
What show? This show? Have you talked about her before on this show?
Yeah, I think a couple weeks ago.
But has she been on the show?
Not yet,
but in some fucked up way, and shout out Shackle if you're listening to this, in some backwards way, I pitched that idea, which was infinitely more daunting than just being a guest at one of four on this on a regular episode. And she was like, you know what? Compared to the 60 minutes CBS
deep dive interview on me, like, I think I'll come on the show. So a week from today, she's coming on the show with Angie as well.
Wow. Two first timers.
Two first timers. I also think the last first timers that, you know, who work at the network full time and haven't come on the show. So I'm excited about that.
Who's going to be the fourth there?
Jacob Hurwitz.
Holy shit. That's an action packed episode. That'll be like a good yearly finale if it's not.
Yeah.
I'm here trying to cut the show.
We can make
series
that the
finale.
Bookend.
Yeah.
Series, not season in the British way. Plugs. What do you guys have to plug? Marika, what are you working on at the network or outside of the network that you want to let people know about?
When does this come out?
A week from today.
Interesting.
You're wondering if you can announce actual big news or not.
Yeah, I'll not, though.
Why don't you announce it, and then if it's not ready,
I don't trust you.
That's
I'm
fair.
Not editing next week. Ferris is.
That's good.
Listen to Keeping Records, a new HeadGum podcast.
That's been announced.
Well, but it will be available to listen to, ideally.
What day of the week are they dropping on the day?
I don't know.
Haven't figured it out. A week out and we haven't figured this out. Marty, this is what I'm talking about, man. Like, we need structure. That's what we don't have at this. And that's what not having an office has done to the fucking company. You can incorporate it, change it from an LLC to Inc. You can become the CEO instead of just co-founder. It doesn't fucking matter if we don't know what day of the week a show is dropping a week out. Less than a week. If it's Monday, that's 3 days from now.
Calm down. Jesus Christ, you're hangry.
I am calm. I'm relaxed.
You're
I'm calm.
Screaming.
It's so weird what bothers you. It's so weird to me what you keep on the top of your mind.
You really do latch on to specific things.
Yeah.
We only have so much room in our brains for like immediate pull, and you waste yours on the weirdest things. And it's a lot about me, and I don't like it.
Like, forget my cholesterol thing. Don't have that in your back pocket ever again.
Marty, anything to plug?
No, sir.
Amir?
Listen to the HeadGum podcast on the HeadGum Network. You're doing a great job if you're hearing this right now, so just keep it up.
Oh, that's my plug, too.
Was awful. That was a bad plug.
Oh, we did. By the time this comes out, we did the Buckets podcast. If you like listening to the best part of this show, me.
Wow.
Holy shit. Big claim.
That's right.
Marty, what do you think about LaMarcus Aldridge possibly going back to Portland?
It's not
going
to happen, but it'd be cool. He's a good basketball player. Actually,
plain response.
I would love it. Bring him home, baby.
Let's get LaMarcus back in Portland. Let's get DeMar back in Toronto. The six.
Nice. This is you next week. Sam Shackle, Angie, not knowing what the fuck you're talking about.
It's shit about Toronto like we did with Danny, but neither of them are from nor have been there.
Yeah, that's in play. That feels about right. Par for the course.
Is Toronto playing in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't they say they're going to be playing in Orlando or something?
Yeah, Tampa for now.
Ugh, fucking awful. This is like when the Hornets, when they were in New Orleans, had to play in Oklahoma City. You don't remember that?
Yeah, that was because of a Hurricane Katrina.
No, I know that. I just
what the hell pandemic, is wrong with you?
I mean, it's like
how
taking
can you bring
a team
that up right
them,
now? This is
we're these, in the throes.
Yeah,
of,
these families are being uprooted. You say, oh, it's like this, it's like that, talking about it flippantly. I mean, what the hell is even that?
Nice.
Nice.
I just think, like, why can't Toronto play in, like, you know, New York, like Madison Square? Why does it have to be Tampa? And why did the Hornets have to go from New Orleans, you know, like way down yonder in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's the biggest city
Chris
without
Paul
that.
Paul had to move to OKC.
It's because those cities didn't have teams, so they had empty arenas to play in. Is the answer to your question if you want to know. Yeah.
Seattle, then.
All right, sure.
Pascal, Seattle.
Sacks.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.